As the silent seconds dance in their eternity about me and set aflame again the fire to inspire my nimble fingers to procure the pen and awaken it in a resurrection, transforming the ink to the blood of the writer. As once again he bleeds his acquired wisdom like a light into the world.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Wait a minute. Where are we?
I have no idea. We took a left turn.
What universe is this?
Aha. This is Claudio Speakeasy, the Literary and All Else. Hello, Carbro and the Big Chill. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, John Paul. Say hi to the nice folks.
As I like to do in the morning.
Yes, you do.
I used to say something like, good morning, or hello, or hi, everybody. But this morning, I'd like to say, hi, all you gullible bean brains out there that are falling for this whole mess.
700 billion bits of mess.
Yes, forget it.
We'll get back to that later. Want to say that I have the privilege once again of having Valerie and Carl Blake in the studio in the speakeasy this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Try that again. Let me check the audio.
Good morning.
Aha, there he is.
And good morning.
No, try yours over
try
there.
Try your mic.
I'll try mine.
There you go.
Coming through now?
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it always works better when we speak into the microphone. Of course, helpful when I turn up the volume, too.
Yeah. details.
Yeah, I'm not getting Pete.
Hey, I'm hearing you fine.
Well, I'm not. There we go.
There you are, Claudio.
You just have to turn up your own volume. Remember, now we have a new...
By the way, this is
an announcement for the entire listening public. We have a new headphone distribution system.
Wow.
Where each person can control their own volume level. Wow. Modern technology.
It's a beautiful thing.
Somebody needs to take a pill.
I wonder who that is.
Could be me.
I'm just going to call today's show Mud Puddle because we have no idea what's going to splat up. But we are going to talk about Valerie and Carl's business. They have the Artful Greetings card line as well as Artful Greetings gallery, in which some of my works are hung, I'm pleased to say.
Indeed.
Very beautiful work.
Thank you. And they're also helping me hang my work at the Century Center here in Carbro today, across the street from WCOM. I think we're going to hang about 15 or 20 pieces over there for the month of October. So definitely come by and check it out and get the information on Artful Greetings, since they are on there as my representatives.
And we're very sad to see it leave Artful Gallery. We'll have a few pieces left, but we'll come and visit them.
I didn't bring it all. I'm sorry.
We didn't bring it all. We tried, but so it's a nice representative sampling, but there's still some at Artful.
That just means that you're going to get the new pieces that I don't have frames for just yet.
Yes. All right.
There you go.
You'll get some new kids. Coming in that way, new art kids.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you guys have been all over the place. I called your cell phone a few days ago, and I connected with you in Detroit.
Yeah, we've been all over everywhere. We celebrated our anniversary.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, that's so sweet.
One whole year.
One
I can't believe
year.
It.
I think I'm going to cry.
All those people who voted against me, you owe me.
He's still here.
That's right.
Yes, but we've been on a marketing tour. American Greetings is putting our cards in Target stores, select Target stores around the country.
Wonderful.
Man.
They didn't select any here in North Carolina, but they are all over. Yeah.
I think that was because we're based here in North Carolina.
They didn't want us to skew the results.
They didn't want the results
They were afraid. Yeah.
We'd send all our friends, Claudio and John Paul and everybody we know in Carbro and Chapel Hill, down to the store and buy all the cards up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ruin it for them.
And well, we would do for a small fee.
Yes,
small fee.
We look out for ourselves, don't we?
But yes, we've had some work that they have been looking at for a number of years. Actually, for many years, we were in competition. And you know what happens with big business when you can't beat them? You try to suck them all up, you know?
That's right. Join them, that old scenario.
Suck up to them. Yeah, so we're only using a few of the designs. But we do have work from several artists from this area that are included in that. Ruth Russell Williams, who's got a show coming up, I think next weekend, and Bill Pearson, and with the next group, we plan to have some Claudio working. This was some of the earlier designs.
Good.
Yes, we've got creations from colorful people from all over this world in that line, and it's going really well.
Fantastic. So, yeah, so I mean, what was the outcome as far as, and where all did you go? In Detroit, where?
Well, we've been to
Cleveland.
Where did we start? We started in Atlanta.
Yes, Atlanta, right.
We did. We have 4 store locations in Atlanta.
This is before they were killing people for gas in the lines.
Yeah, we beat the gas price.
Yes, we got out before the gas deal.
Good move.
Yeah. You know, and so we did the 4 stores in Atlanta, and we left from there. We came back to Durham, took a day rest because it is a lot of driving around. You know, I have a lot of respect for traveling salesmen. Especially the old guy traveling salesman, because that's a lot of driving around, and especially knocking on doors. And we'd had to knock on doors. We just walk in the door, you know, walk in the store, see the manager, see the store, see what things are laid out. And we left from Atlanta, and we came back here the rest of the day or two, and then we took off to Cleveland.
So you did some cold calling? You didn't really have the setup ahead
of time? No. We didn't want them to know.
Well, that makes sense.
We hinted that we might be through, and then they saw our smiling faces and like, well, what are you guys here at World Headquarters for?
How do I get you out of my store?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sit in the lobby. We'll be there in 5 minutes. And, you know, 45 minutes later, they show up and come get us, and they're all sitting there like, oh, my God, these guys really showed up to Cleveland. They drove all the way here. And I was like, yeah, we drove here. Right. So, you know, we're meaning business.
Yeah, that's serious.
But beautiful views of the mountains. Never been through West Virginia, so kind of like
that's pretty stuff. That's pretty.
Although I do have a passport and have been outside this country more than once, so maybe I could work. Wrong subject.
Well, when you go to West Virginia, you need a passport.
I was going
to
say, Bush says, I really can't. Can you give me some, do something about levels on there? Because I am not hearing myself in the
Turn
headset.
Yourself up on the
I just did all the way.
He's up.
Feed me something. It's not working on
you,
my...
You should have had breakfast.
A little more. A little more. There we go.
Sorry. If you guys, that's too loud for
I'm
you
good.
Guys.
No, we're fine.
No, that's good. I need at least that much because I have not... My headset was dead. Yeah. Sorry, folks.
I think Claudio's getting older. Hearing
I think...
Hearing's going.
Hearing is going.
That's the first thing that goes.
You're it's sitting blasting. Really close
Watch
to
it.
Him.
I'll begin
he's saying that.
It's blasting my ears out now.
I'll begin showing it in my art, but I'm still barely hearing myself.
That's
I mean, here.
Strange.
Maybe it's your plug.
Well, at any rate, so
he's
while
making
we're
this
doing
up, you know, he just makes this stuff up.
Okay.
So let's see. After we left Cleveland,
one,
while
two,
you're
one,
getting
two, one, two, yeah. It's always my headset that seems to have the problem. Sorry, sorry.
I wonder if that means
one,
something.
Two.
Change seats.
Yes, I'm going to. I think I'll take John Paul's seat, and he can just fiddle around. And... All right, we're back. Back to you.
If it takes my seat, we'll have a really interesting show.
Oh Lord! You haven't figured out how to work the board yet. No.
I'll play it like a piano.
Which key are you in?
That's it.
Let's see here. So,
but
let's see, after Cleveland.
After Cleveland, I said, well, the Cleveland trip was very good. They showed us the whole American Greetings facility, and walked us all around, showed us the creative side. No. They actually got back to where one of our competitors' think tank creative spot was, and we got to the door.
Sorry, we're still testing here. Okay. I think we're good now.
This is live radio,
really
by the
now.
Way.
Sorry, yes, guys. You did.
Yeah, it sounds much better now.
Is that better?
We really need to check mine before we start the show.
You actually have plenty of volume left on your knob.
Well, it's because we...
And I'm going to
get out.
And I'm going to ask Carl to turn it for you.
No. I'm not in the turn
again. It's dropped again. I can't hear myself again.
It must be. Your, might be. Your
it's
headphone.
Something.
It's something
in the line.
Yeah.
It must be in the line.
Sorry, folks. We're flying by night here. Okay, that's good right now. Let's hope it stays. Okay.
Don't anybody move.
Don't move.
It's sort of like the old antenna thing again.
Yeah.
I don't like not hearing myself. It's like having a head cold in your headset.
Yeah, it does.
So there we are.
Yes.
Anyway, it's no wonder. You know, we've got 4 professionals in the studio once again and nothing works. So, ba-boom.
None of us are the engineer.
Back to you, Carl. You were on a roll with something.
So they took us all around the American Greetings building. They showed us all the nice places where they still have employees working because they, too, are suffering from the downsizing of America.
Yes.
Big time.
Actually, they...
The Bush economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did they say? They had 2,200 employees in that building, in that facility. But when we walked through, we were able to see lots and lots of empty
cubbies.
Empty suits.
I was getting ready to call them cells. I was getting ready to call them cells. Yeah. But a lot of empty cells and a lot of empty cubbies and a lot of empty offices. So I said, well, you guys are suffering too. And we got to one area of the building and they said, well, we can't let you go any further than here. And we looked down and they said, well, this is the Walmart Creative Thinking booth. And this is where they think up all the great ideas for Walmart. And they're afraid that you might see something. So, no, I mean, naturally.
Right, I'm sure there's a lot of really heavy creativity going on.
Oh, yeah, you know, I saw a lot of little dolls and toys laying around on the floor.
Yeah. Pushpins made into Pac-Man.
So, you know, we left from there and everything. Everybody was happy, and they gave us the run around as the what we would be doing and how they're going to run the test and how what stores would be getting the stuff first and all the ins and outs
details,
of the business.
Minutia.
Yeah, the detail, the minutia. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And we left from there and we went on to...
We left there. We went to Detroit. Then we came back and we...
Well, we went to D.C.
And, yeah.
Stopped in D.C. on the way.
Oh, but wait. While you were in Cleveland, did you say hi to Dennis for me?
No.
You didn't? Oh, I wanted to tell, I wanted you to tell Dennis hi for me.
Who's Dennis?
There's only 8 people left in Cleveland.
There's only 8 people, yeah.
Cleveland was on life support.
Dennis,
now they're
Dennis
dead.
Kucinich.
I'm talking about that guy.
Dennis right. And Elizabeth.
They're the last 2 of the 8.
They're
8 that are still left.
Right.
But we did see someone that looked like Rodman.
Oh, really?
Okay.
He wasn't from Cleveland.
No, he's not from Cleveland.
He was on a street corner.
Yes. Yes. So we left from there, and we went to D.C. We have 4 locations in D.C., and we checked those stores out to make sure they were up and running and everything is going. So if you're looking for a beautiful cart, please visit a Target store. And should we give them the list of all the stores? Maybe we'll put it on the website.
Go ahead.
So,
I mean, do put it on the website for sure. But
we have 4 locations in D.C., and they're all around. It's District Heights. It's the District Heights store. And they're all like 10 minutes apart, which is really funny because you can pretty much get on one street and just keep going towards D.C. And it's the District Heights, Largo,
Bowie,
and I can't think of the other one.
And that other place.
Yeah.
And then
accessible by pogo stick.
There you go.
And 4 in Atlanta.
4 in Atlanta.
St. Louis.
Detroit.
Chicago. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn
in the house.
And Inglewood.
Yeah, Inglewood. Way, way west. The only store on the West Coast at the moment.
That was the name of my high school, but it wasn't in D.C.
Oh.
That's close to the name of a wine I like, but that's Inglenook.
Inglenook. I like that one, too.
The
like
grapes in the nook, yes.
That's close enough. I'll have some.
Yes.
So
pass that mug.
If you guys are out and you're looking for great cards, great art cards, I mean, because there are a lot of great cards out there, but our cards are art, and basically, you can pretty much take one of our cards, frame it, and put it on your wall. Nobody will know that you didn't buy a masterpiece from somebody.
And that's why we're so excited about Claudio work, because, I mean, each piece stands on its own in our line, and your work is, you know, totally, you know, that when you look at it, you feel it. It doesn't have words on the front.
It's kind of kind of like his socks and underwear.
Watch it, mister.
Yeah.
You're supposed to promote.
John Paul had some feisty eggs this morning, didn't he?
Good thing I didn't hire him as an agent.
That jalapeno got me going this morning.
I work a lot with intense colors. African Caribbean experience.
Mm-hmm.
They are intense, they are great works.
Thank you.
We love them.
They really are.
I'm looking forward to doing a card line on down the road somewhere.
Well, we're looking forward to getting something in our line because, as I said, we like to have a lot of diversity. And Claudio's work is very diverse, very colorful. And most of the artists that we have are very colorful. And if you're an artist and you're looking to do some work, you can always send us something, email.
I'll go ahead and give them that email.
It will be to vdw@artfulgreetings.com. So that would be like, as in Valerie and Diane and Whitted @artfulgreetings.com. And, of course, you can go to the website and just see some of what we have if you can't make it to one of those remote store locations, because we also do have the retail gallery off of Martin Luther King between Fayetteville Road and Highway 55 in Durham. And then also got some of Claudio's work up at the Blue Coffee Cafe.
It's just called Blue Coffee.
Also known as the Obama House in downtown Durham. Yay!
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Catty Corner from the Carolina Theater.
Political statements.
Yes.
Yes, you're perfectly allowed to make political statements. We encourage that.
And it actually is where he came when he came to Durham. I think that was one place he wasn't mobbed because no one knew.
No one knew he was coming.
That's true. And you'll also be able to find Valerie and Carl's information next to my work, which will be hung today at the Century Center.
Yes.
On behalf of the West End Poets Weekend coming up on October 11th, that should be a fun day. I think they're actually turning that into more of a festival. It's catching on, and I really think it's worth it. John Paul and I had the pleasure of performing, being the lead act last year with Seafarers.
Are you guys performing this year?
No. But the artwork will represent us there.
Yeah.
And this will be all month, right?
Yes. That was the unique thing. I asked them, because last time we did the show, the artwork was only up there for 3 or 4 days. This time they said they wanted it for the month, so it's
on
lockdown.
They want the total Claudio experience.
Yeah, if you enter the building that goes into the main office part of the building on the main floor, and you turn right, and there's a hallway, a long hallway, and a turn left, So there's actually four walls.
Which actually goes down to the main office.
Yeah, which goes to the main office. And it's two really long walls, one on the left and one on right. And then when you turn, there's two shorter walls on the left and right. So it's going to be a really good location, I think.
Absolutely, Brian.
People,
and I think you know,
want to get a good look.
If you get a running start with your eyes shut, that's the wall you'll hit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So just thought I'd point that out.
Yeah.
And you can pay for that piece you broke.
That's right. This is how we make money.
Yes. Blindfold them and send them in, right?
We insure the work and then we see to it that it gets busted. That's it.
Galleries across the land, beware.
Yes.
We're coming.
So speaking of good laughs or laughing more, I know you've got your... So you've got some teeth to sink in to this political agenda.
You know, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that it would be hilarious if it weren't so pathetic.
It's amazing that we are listening to George Bush say anything else. You know, no weapons of mass destruction except in the White House.
Why would anyone listen to one word that idiot has to say?
I don't
Maybe
understand.
That's why he did it very early in the morning today. I understand there was a...
Is that what he did?
About 6:45 or 7:45.
Oh, really? What did he do?
I have no idea. I was not awake.
Whatever it was.
It wasn't worth setting my alarm for.
I heard a little bit of it. It was exactly the same old drivel.
He has nothing to say.
And
nothing ever comes out of his mouth.
And he got Paulson to do it, too.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
They both are coming out again and saying, oh, you know, the sky is falling. We have to do this now. It's too late. But we're going to do it now, and everything is going to be horrible, and blah de blah blah blah. In fact, the whole thing is a plan. It's working perfectly. They've got exactly what they wanted. This is exactly what happened in the Great Depression in 1929. It's all engineered and orchestrated to create a concentration of wealth at the upper levels, and it's working exactly as planned.
I say let Wall Street fall. We'll survive it.
Exactly. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether we let Wall Street fall or bail them out, or even if we bail out the homeowners, which is what I think we should do.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It still has already accrued to their benefit. People don't realize it's already over.
It's done.
It's over. These people have already walked away with hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah, this will be gravy.
This is just the money that they're skimming off the last little part off the top. They've already raped the Treasury.
If you listen to the news media that comes on from BBC about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear how the international community, the Europeans and other countries, are basically watching the United States of America turn into the new Russia. But for some reason, they never play these little releases during the day because they don't want the average show to hear
that.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they won't let that through in the prime time.
The Russian government controlled the Russian people because they controlled the economy. And when we go socialized with the economy, that's what happens.
Well, in fact, we've never been anything but a feudal system to begin with. Mm-hmm. So I do take a little issue with the idea that we can take back our country. You can't take back something you never had.
That's true.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is just language that's meant for promotional purposes. And basically, the Democrats and the Republicans are all the same in the most essential ways. Yes, there are some differences. I agree there are some differences.
Isn't Pelosi Bush's girlfriend?
But they're... I mean, he's got to be doing something for her and vice versa, I guess.
Where's the stain? Show me the stain.
The Democrats cave before the Republicans do.
If somebody could get a hold of that blue dress.
I'm telling you, that stain tells a tale.
Then we'd know.
Get some fishnets, honey.
With a couple holes in them, right?
It's just so pathetic. I mean, I just can't believe. I really hope that Cindy Sheehan knocks her out of office. And Sheehan's actually done quite well out there for having no big organization behind her.
She got Sheehan.
Cindy Sheehan was able to collect enough signatures to get on the ballot in California to run against.
Oh, I thought
Pelosi.
You were joking. Okay.
No, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. She's running against her, and I really hope she wins. I mean,
she's running against who?
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Please.
And, I mean, that's what we need. We need to get rid of people like that who are really cogs in the criminal wheel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're in the gear works of the criminal cabal, and they know it, and they're lying to us every time they speak. You know how you can tell if they're lying?
Lips moving?
Their lips
that's
are moving.
Lips moving.
That's the one. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then there's all sorts of things that sort of come into all this. just recently, and I'm going to criticize Obama because he's really not going the full bore that I want him to go. That doesn't mean I don't think people should vote for him, and I'm not telling anybody who to vote for, except don't vote for McCain, you morons.
Absolutely, yeah. Obama is definitely the better
eunuch of the two. I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I'll tell you that right now. I'm voting for Cynthia McKinney. Okay, she's the one that really could make a big difference in the
country. I'm voting for Elvis. That's it.
That's right. And he'll, you know, he probably has a better chance of doing what needs to be done.
At least we know he's left the building.
In either one of the major parties. But I have to focus on this thing that recently Obama said that he wants to spend $150 billion over the next 10 years for the transition to a green energy system. Okay, and I say, that's a drop in the bucket.
Exactly.
$150 billion, that's nothing. We're spending $10 billion a month in Iraq.
Plus they want $700 billion for this rubbish to bail out the rich.
Let's stop the war in Iraq. Take that $10 billion. Use it to ramp up production of these new technologies that are making solar collection much more efficient. They've got a new system now that puts photovoltaics at 20% efficiency. That's three times what we had before. Three times the efficiency we had before. Mm-hmm. And it's cheaper to produce. It's gotten the cost of electricity down to what you'd pay for it on the grid. And as they ramp up production, that's going to come down even further. So that's what the U.S. should be doing. We should be subsidizing, giving tax breaks, lending money to these companies that can build these photovoltaics, and we can have a workforce that goes out and puts these on everyone's individual houses. We can decentralize energy production.
We can decentralize
energy control. We can build wealth from the bottom up.
Which is the only way you build wealth.
You know, that's a wonderful way that things should be, but I have a feeling that as long as this good old boy is still left with oil wells in Texas, that ain't happening.
Well, it's time we sweep out the trash.
That's exactly right. They're preventing it from happening.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. I mean, when you look at just the incremental changes that make such a big difference in something like that. And I mean, I guess that's what we're fighting over there for, you know?
What the hell are we fighting over there for?
I guess, or is it weapons? I'm not sure.
We're fighting for the people who are getting bailed out.
Exactly.
Of the subprime loan
crisis. Their kids aren't over there, if you'll notice.
No.
Right. They don't have to go over there.
They don't have to go.
So, you know.
Yes.
So that's something that ties in, I think, that is very important. And I want Obama to get a clue about this stuff and start talking about it. That's what needs to be done. And all this business where people say, well, okay, but when he gets in office, then he's going to turn all this stuff on. No, never has happened before. Mm-mm. Ain't going to happen now. The only way it's going to happen, if people get off of their butts and demand that it happens, regardless of who is in power. That's how it's going to happen.
Exactly.
The thing that gets me is, why aren't the Democrats showing some, I want to use a metaphor, but I'll go ahead and use language, courage? In any of this, they basically have the dominant party at this point, and they are still weakening to the Republicans left and right every time a move is made.
They have the majority, and they're acting like they're in the minority.
Yes,
why?
They are.
Because they're part of the corporate criminal cabal.
They like the power that's coming to them.
With
that's
very
what they do.
Few exceptions, the Democrats are willingly part of the corporate criminal cabal. Mm-hmm. Period.
There's no
other two ways about it. Look at everything they've done. Over and over again.
It's mocking to see them cave in before the Republicans every single time.
It just drives me nuts.
It's bizarre. You almost know it's going to happen. It's predictable.
I bet it is.
You can't. You can bet on it. I should have bet on it.
I wish I had.
They make odds on these things, and you can actually bet on some of these things.
Yo, Vegas.
And I keep forgetting, oh, yeah, I could get rich off
of
these
rich
bastards. Mm-hmm. You know?
And then I think it's a part of that good old American lookout for number one, and things suck all over, so nobody wants to.
Well, that's why you join the criminal cabal.
Yeah.
Because it's to your benefit.
Yeah.
You know,
so honor among thieves.
Who cares what happens to the rest of the country?
Exactly.
Yeah. I've got 4 more years. That's all I care about.
You know, as long as I put another $4 billion in my pocketbook, I'm good.
It's seriously ridiculous.
I found it amazing so much fuss has been made, or so much resistance to the big paychecks for the failed executives when they get ready to roll out, and these big balloon payments that they're getting.
They
failing.
Want to give it to them, yeah.
Yes, they
Bush
want, they,
wants
they
them
want
to have
keep
it.
That.
Which is a joke
it.
For them to say that they can't get it, because How do you tell these people that they can't get what's on their
contract?
Ironically,
they've already got it. They just can't get this much more.
Thank you. He's like, this is on my contract. I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you say.
That's right.
And Bush came right out in the beginning of his administration and said that he is supporting the haves and the have-mores.
Exactly.
That's right.
And he doesn't care about regular Joe.
And he said, they call you the haves, I call you my base.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah. Moving on.
Move on, please. With a steamroller, if you would, please.
According to a publication called the Freedom Phoenix, which is really kind of a right-wing publication, but I read the whole spectrum of publications.
Mm-hmm. And where are you drawing this from? This is off computer?
This is from the freedomsphoenix.com. Report is that an Afghan ex-diplomat says that U.S. supplies arms to the Taliban. They are currently supplying arms to the Taliban for the purpose of producing an excuse to stay in Afghanistan. Because why do they want to stay in Afghanistan? Because they want to control the resources in that region of South Asia. And that's why we're there. That's why they did 9/11. They told the previous government, the Taliban government, they were either going to be able to give them a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs if they didn't comply with U.S. interest in there prior to 9/11. When they refused, they pulled the switch, and 9/11 happened. Our own people in our own government did 9/11. If you believe that Bush lied about Iraq, where now 1 million people have been killed.
Many more, actually.
Innocent people. Well, we know at least 1 million.
Yes.
In just in Iraq, 1 million people have been killed because of this war.
Men, women, children, nothing
and
to do with the war.
More than 4,000 of our own people that we know about have been killed.
Right.
Some people say there's a lot
actually,
more.
Actually, they stopped counting at 4,000. It's
well,
way more.
Well, there's some people are still keeping track, but it's hard to keep track because they won't give you all the information.
Exactly. Right.
But the fact is that we know for certain now that Bush lied to get us into that war, and more than 4,000 people of our own people have been killed since then. If he would lie about that, he would lie about 9/11, period. There's just no question about it. You can't say that he wouldn't lie about 9/11 if you agree that he lied about Iraq.
And he would lie about $700 billion.
That's
Keep
right.
that in mind.
He'd
That's
lie.
Right. And by the way, $700 billion is not anything but the beginning. The
right.
total is closer to $3 trillion. That's how much they want to spend before this thing is over.
They just want to drill the hole in the bucket for now.
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to change the final outcome. We're still going to have a Great Depression. We're still going to, everybody's going to take it up the butt. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do about it under these circumstances. We need a radical change in the way we're governed.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we're going to get that is if people throw all those that are in office out.
Vote
now.
Them out.
95% of the people in Congress on both sides of the aisle need to go.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to be replaced. They have to be replaced.
Yep.
The only ones I would keep are Dennis Kucinich, maybe Robert Wexler, Barbara Lee, perhaps. I'm not sure about Maxine Walters. But, you know, there's very few that I would say.
We're not playing left or right wing on the speakeasy. We're just talking about politicians in general.
Well, all those people I just mentioned are Democrats.
I consider myself an independent, and I believe in the right man for the job, but I just don't see any out
that's
there.
That's how I wish we could do away with the whole party system.
Well, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution about political parties.
No, there
exactly.
isn't.
They're not in the Constitution.
That's why I've always wondered, where did we get that from? Because it's not in there.
Well, it was an intentional corruption of the system. Right in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jefferson did not want to have political parties. Okay, now I'm not saying Jefferson's all this wonderful guy that everybody thinks he was. He wasn't.
He wasn't.
He was working for his own self-interest.
Right.
He was trying to protect himself and his buddies from the East India Trading Corporation.
Because
the East India Trading Corporation was subsuming businesses all over the world, and they wrote the Constitution to protect themselves from that. They never intended it to apply to anybody except the elite class that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for them, some people came up from the bottom and said, wait a minute, we deserve freedom too.
Yeah, what about us?
And it, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's been some progress. I'm not denying that there's great. We've had great progress. We have almost universal suffrage now, unless you're black.
Say what?
Other than that, almost anybody can vote.
Exactly. Almost anybody can vote.
I don't think that's as colorblind as you'd like to make it sound.
Almost anybody can vote.
Yeah, almost anybody.
You always give us something to think about, Jean-Paul.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth.
I'm going to lock him in the outhouse.
The machinations that have been going on, especially since the year 2000, have disenfranchised huge numbers of people.
Yes, indeed.
And a great percentage of those, probably the largest percentage of them, are people of color.
Mm-hmm. You know somebody you never hear mentioned? We're constantly dancing around the black and white issue, but what? Why?
I don't dance around that.
Why? That's a cha-cha-cha if I'm looking at it.
I do ballroom. Hold on. I do ballroom.
Ballroom.
Strictly ballroom.
But for some reason, I never hear anything spoken about the American Indian. Whatever happened? Culture? Well, are we just seeing that as though it just disappeared and washed away somewhere? What?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean,
haven't you heard of casinos?
That's all we hear.
There's no Indians there.
Yeah. No, they're outside somewhere, you know, with the alcohol they left for them after they took the
I hear nothing. Well, my late best friend was a Cherokee Indian.
That's a good point.
I take great pride in the American Indian. Mm-hmm. And I just, there is almost nothing mentioned on behalf of the American Indian.
Ever.
It just blows my mind.
They've been systematically
the only true Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. The only true
the
Americans.
Only true Americans. Right. Heck with Columbus.
And by the way,
he didn't discover this country. The Indians were here.
I'm a quarter Native American.
Good then. I'm appealing to that quarter, so get out of the outhouse.
Yeah, you know, I have an interest in this, and I've noticed this too. You just almost never hear anything. And the most recent thing that happened to the American Indians is that they finally finished this court case that's been going on for like 30 years about the government caretaking of their resources.
Yes. Right.
And the minerals and oil and everything else, gas, mm-hmm. all the stuff that's under their property that's been mined mm-hmm. and taken mm-hmm. out. And there are hundreds of billions of dollars that's been robbed from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the Supreme Court, about a few weeks ago, decided, okay, well, we're going to give them a wonderful settlement of like a couple of $100 million. Okay,
yeah,
when they're
nice.
Owed hundreds of billions of dollars, mm-hmm. thousands mm-hmm. of times mm-hmm. more than they're getting.
And it's the only culture in this country that is still living on a reservation. I mean,
exactly.
That's a little Nazi Germany scenario.
In other words,
why are they on a reservation?
Yeah. Concentration camps.
Internment camps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and nobody in government has ever tried to change that. What's mm-hmm. what's up with that?
Well, a few people have, but they've gotten beaten down or killed when they were trying to change
mm-hmm. it. I rarely ever hear a subject concerning the American Indian mentioned.
You don't hear about it on the news because they don't want you to know that stuff.
Right.
Right.
Unless you're up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's
you
about
might
it.
Hear
you
a little
catch
bit about
on that blurb.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blurb.
One time.
One time.
Exactly.
It will not happen again.
That's right.
It's almost like yesterday being the worst day ever in the stock market, and it's almost like it didn't happen. I was listening.
The 770 points drop.
That's the biggest drop ever.
Biggest drop in history.
Yes. Biggest numerical drop. It's not mm-hmm. the biggest percentage.
Not the biggest percentage, right.
That happened in 1929.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our government keeps wanting to play it as though this is nowhere near the Depression. This is actually going to be worse than the Depression.
Mm. I like how they keep saying, this is going to force us into a recession.
Going to?
What the heck are we into now?
What are you calling
it? Where have you been? Have you been with me? Go to the supermarket with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Try to find a pack of anything but bologna under $5.
Or the gas to get there to buy it.
Or the gas to get there.
So, yeah, we're in an amazing quandary. But I really think we should all scratch our heads about the American Indian. That's just something yeah.
I
But I'm
going to
make more of a point of it as we go forth with the speakeasy.
There you go.
That'll be my bone of contention.
Good for
dedicated
you.
To my late best friend, Ricky Lynch, and his late widow, too, Ruby.
And there are a lot of Native Americans in this area, supposedly half as well. And, you know, it's just one of those things that's kind of swept under the rug. It's a culture
that's right.
Don't pay attention, if you don't ask.
I've never seen anything so effectively swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not even part of a conversation anywhere.
Nope.
Which just boggles the mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. It's a mind blower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we've had a good go at the unmedia so
we've
far.
We've consumed your 10 minutes
yes.
or more. Let's jump back to Valerie and Carl. And first of all, before we do this, I definitely need to remember our underwriters.
Oh, yay! Yes.
Now, hello, John Demers.
Yay! John Demers.
Want to thank you for becoming a recent underwriter of John Demers is the producer of Studio in the Woods, Inc.
Studio in the Woods, Inc. Yes.
And has just asked me to host on October 17th the screening of Will to Power, the latest film he's producing, an independent film. Will to Power can be looked up that way on computer.
That's right. Just Google Will to Power, and you'll find some information.
And also the Carolina Theater, who's got a show coming up on the 3rd and 4th, a production about, it's called The Word. It's about poetry, an African-American ensemble cast, basically going literary on stage, supposed to be a very good show. This is at the Carolina Theater of Durham, another one of our underwriters. Want to acknowledge you folks, and thank you.
Thank you, Carolina Theater.
Yay.
And that was Studio in the Woods, Inc., and Carolina Theater of Durham, the historic Carolina Theater. Thanks for sponsoring, I want to say the Big Easy, but it ain't the Big Easy.
No, it's the Speakeasy. The literary and all else.
And it ain't easy today.
That's right.
And now back to Valerie and Carl.
Well, it's easy for us.
Yeah.
That's what they think.
Yeah, little do they know.
Yeah. We got the drummer here over there.
Boom, I'm boom, sorry. Boom. I know. I keep forgetting that you have...
Yeah, our table's somewhat microphonic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants a little drum to go with his bass.
Yes, he's got it. Yes.
Well, let's see. We've got some great things coming up the third Friday weekend. And... October.
That's October the 17th.
Mention the Durham magazine.
What's
coming up
yes.
in there since?
There, the next issue, which should be on the stands, I think, next week, they'll be doing a review of what we were talking about the last time we were on your show, which was a tribute to Brother Youssef.
That's right.
And we had such a wonderful time. Claudio and all the other folks that were doing the open
mic. It was a wonderful exhibit.
We had Freeman Ledbetter and Generations performing. Who else was there, Carl?
Wow. I knew she was going through it.
A very dear friend. You.
Make my brain work a little bit more.
A very dear friend of mine named Nydia came by and bought a wonderful piece of work of mine, and I was very honored to see her again. And what a way to reconnect, to show up at an art gallery, to come and be supportive. Thank you, Nydia.
She bought Indeed. A beautiful piece, too. That
it was one of my favorites.
Favorite. Everyone had come through looking at it, I like that
Tropical
one.
Leo.
Yeah.
And she is a Leo, so it worked.
Yeah.
Not that it was intended to be astrological, it just sort of fits that way.
Well, my mom got a chance to realize that every Leo is not for her, because she said, I think I like that tropical Leo, and I'm born August 6th. I was like, sorry, Mom. Sorry to be so. And we can maybe talk to Claudio about another one. But yes, that will be a full page of photos from that event. And
this is the Durham Magazine, is that what it's
yes,
called?
Yes, Durham Magazine.
Coming out, it's a monthly, I believe.
Yes, it's the folks who do Chapel Hill Magazine actually started doing the Durham Magazine about 6 months ago. And it's a bi-monthly, I believe. And and it just has really good coverage, lots of great pictures, kind of a tabletop.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be in there, Claudio.
I'm in there.
That's you're right. in there, a picture. And yeah, I think so you're in
definitely,
another.
Definitely save me a couple of copies of that, since I don't live in this area.
We're becoming your librarian.
Yes. All this good press coverage.
We've got all these magazines and books for you.
I'm building my connections here.
Yeah, nice. It's working. But one of the folks that was there that was in the event that night is actually going to be participating in some of the events we have going on.
And who's that?
That would be Edgar Saunders. He's one of the original members of the Modulations.
Oh, yes. He sounded wonderful. Boy. Yeah, he was a lot of fun back then, too. He helped me out when I did my thing on stage.
And he's got brothers.
He's got brothers. He's bringing the family circle.
Oh, wow.
And circle spelled with an S.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and they're all graduates of
Hillside.
And
what are their names as a group?
We've got names for these boys.
A name as a group. There's a name in there somewhere.
We got a great picture here.
Yes. Yeah, show that over. Hold that up to the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry, Palin would do it for you.
Wait a minute, let me turn the light on.
But there's Edgar Saunders, there's Stanley Saunders, there's... What's the other brother's name?
Something Saunders.
Yeah, Something Saunders.
Saunders, something. Brother Saunders.
And then there's a relative who's not a relative. They brought him into the family. His last name is Nichols. I can't remember the first name.
He's relatively relative?
He's relatively relative.
But extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be doing an event in celebration of the Hillside High School homecoming, because they are all graduates of Hillside, as am I, and thousands of other people around the area.
In the picture, they have sort of a Buck Graham Platters appearance.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're old school, the doo-wop.
Yeah. And I love that stuff.
You had to have a little bit of rhythm to sing.
I still like smoke gets in your eyes.
Yeah. Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah.
Put that out.
Might,
put that
might,
out.
They might do something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, that would be good.
No, the song.
Yeah, the song, yeah.
Don't kill it for me.
We're talking about the song.
But yeah, admission's just $10, and part of the proceeds will be going to provide scholarships to the Old School Community Center.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
And those folks are doing some great things for young people over in Durham and very surrounding noble areas. And then on Saturday, what do we have on that Saturday, the 18th?
That would be the, what is it called, the 50, Studio 50 Plus. And it's actually a AARP event open to all ages, and everybody can come down and party. It's going to be at 108 South Morris Street, downtown Durham. And it's going to be featuring some more, a lot of music. It's going to be blues, reggae, R&B, beach music, Latin music, and just a plethora of music mixes.
A plethora.
A plethora.
Yeah, so we're going to have a great time with the AARP crew, which we are approaching faster than
ever. Tell me about it. Why does that make me? That makes me think of a situation between Dean Martin and Sammy Davis. Remember when he was that they were sort of what was it? They do a roast. They were doing a Dean Martin roast,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes walking out on stage. Sammy Davis is over at the microphone, and Dean Martin just sort of sweeps him up into his arms and walks over to the mic. He's holding Sammy Davis, and he goes, "I'd like to thank the AARP for this award." And Sammy goes, "Put me down." That was one of the best moments in television.
Put me down.
Oh,
I mean, you could see some daggers in Sammy's eyes, too. Put me down. So, and he was trying to think of another line to put him down with.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
After that one was to be seen,
you
right?
You couldn't top that one.
So if you are an AARP member or even not, we invite you to come on out and enjoy yourself some fantastic entertainment. There's going to be lots of refreshments, wine, crackers, cheese, snacks of all types, I believe.
And I bet we'll probably have a group of seniors doing the electric slide.
And this is going to be where?
This is going to be at 108 Morris Street, which is downtown Durham, right near Five Points beside the Durham Art Guild. If you...
And you will be hosting this, or how's
yes,
this going to
we'll
play?
Be hosting that.
Good.
And we're going to have just a great time. So,
fantastic. So you are invited to come.
Yeah, so if you can't make please Friday, make Saturday.
There'll be art on the walls.
Beautiful.
The Claudio pieces will be on the wall. House.
Ah,
so
right.
Oh, I didn't tell you that.
No, you didn't tell me that.
I'm sorry. That's the reason why
you're
I didn't bring
you. Taking my kids out to play and not telling me where they're playing.
I'm sorry. No, you left your kids with me. I take them everywhere I go.
All right.
And they're safe.
They are. I take care of my babies. I like all the children. I keep the kids safe.
Yes.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. And that's happening when again?
That's on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. So Friday will be the Hillside Alumni Party featuring family circles with the former members of the Modulations, including two of the former members. And then on Saturday, the Club 50 Plus.
So October 17th and 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is there some contact information in this regard?
Same thing. Just give us a buzz. The phone number is 235, well, area code, of course, 919-235-2958.
And you can talk to Valerie or call Blake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you can email us at vdw@artfulgreetings.com.
Bada boom.
Lovely.
There it is. Now you have it.
Indeed.
So I guess we... pretty much covered everything we needed to cover today.
More of us. We're not quite done yet.
Is there more?
I wanted to include a little something
here.
There's much more.
Yes.
Would you please?
Is Claudio about to speak?
Yes, that's right. I am the... No, never mind.
That's a rare occasion.
Yeah, right.
Watch it, mister. I just want to read something that I found rather intriguing. I do a little writing for my hometown in Broadway. They have a little literary tablet they put out on a bi-monthly basis called The Highlander 2, put out by Doris White, who is the lady of letters for Broadway, a very literary lady and a dear friend of mine. And every once in a while, there's really something unique in here. I actually write for this magazine, but they forgot to slip me into the last one, so I will be in the next one. I just started writing for them. I told them I felt guilty, and I felt like I needed to do some community service. And so at least, you know, let me do something in my community that gets me some focus here so that they won't think I'm completely ignoring where I live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is The Highlander 2, and I just found this. It's a poem called The Man in the Glass, which was submitted by Eva Warwick, who is an author. And once again, this is a poem that she came across, but that was written by the famous old Anonymous, an unknown. One of these days I'm going to meet she, Anonymous.
Yeah, I've been looking for that.
she has done some marvelous work.
Yes, I know, really.
And this is called The Man in the Glass, and I just thought this might be a good message to our politicians or anyone with a conscience and a soul. The Man in the Glass. When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife upon whose judgment you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear to the end. And you've passed your most delicate, difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole earth down the pathway of years and get pats on your back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. Just a little wake-up call to us all.
That's nice. I like that.
That's nice.
Just one of those simple little things that, you know, catches you and makes you want to repeat it. So it's been repeated. There we go. And thank you to the author. Let me read the name again. Eva Warwick for submitting this.
Yay.
Very obviously nice. A Broadway author. Thank you. Bravo.
Very good.
The man in the glass. And, of course, I'm the man in the glasses. For now. Or I'll have an extra glass of that. Let's go there. Back to the speakeasy. The literary and all else. This is WCOM 103.5 FM. Do you want to give our other little numbers behind
you
there?
Do you want me to say what you just said?
No, not what I just said, but what we have to say once an hour.
Which is what you just said.
Is it?
This is WCOM LP, Chapel Hill and Carrborough, your community radio station.
I didn't do the LP.
And by the way,
part.
You can get us on the web at... I thought I turned that off.
Hello?
I did turn it off.
Hello? Ignore that
Hello?
Caller.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Sarah.
Palin.
I told you not to call me here.
Honey, come on.
Who let you into North Carolina?
I thought I was calling Russia.
Sharon, I'll be home in a while, okay?
That's on the other side of your back yard.
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Go shoot some wolves or something. Isn't that what she's famous for? Yeah, pity the wolves.
You know, the whole political thing, it's... I was sitting there telling my son the other day, I said, you know, you're living right in the midst of a major portion of history. This is a big portion of history right now, and there is no... other part in life where this has actually happened. There's an African American running for president. There's a female running for vice president, and you've got an idiot running for president as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And you've got an idiot as president.
As president, you know. So
yes, it's a full cast.
Yes, it's a full cast.
It's a farce.
Characters.
And make it's sure a farce. Someone passed the gas.
Anybody going to hear the noise? You know, and he was sitting there, and he's 16. I told him, I said, you need to pay a lot of attention because in 2 years, it's your opportunity to make changes. Mm-hmm. And I expect for you to be informed enough to make great changes, you know, or informed changes about what's going on.
You could use this as a backdrop for some wonderful literature in the future.
Exactly, you know. And he was like, well, Dad, I just don't get it. Why is it... Nobody just, I mean, it's like, if you do wrong at your job, they fire you.
Yeah, they fire you.
Yeah.
He says, so why don't they fire the president?
Exactly. Mm.
Should have been impeached a long time ago.
Well, because Nancy Pelosi took impeachment off the table.
Off the table, isn't it? Yeah.
That's
Which I told him, I said, it's just not that simple, son, in corporate America. As you get higher, it gets harder.
Yeah, it's harder to get rid of you.
Harder to get rid of you.
Yeah, you can kill people and they still like you.
Somehow it's a very strange thing. We seem to love our tyrants.
That we do. That we do.
Indeed. Well, now, let me take another quick...
No.
Well, just very quick.
No.
I just want...
One quick thing before you go anywhere.
Okay, go ahead.
Want to mention the WCOM Benefit Acoustic Fest coming up live at the Cave which will be featuring Shannon O'Connor, John Howie Jr., with Nathan Golub, The Water Callers, Harmonica Bob, and Near Blind James. This will be on Saturday, October 11th at 7:30 p.m. to benefit WCOM, and I understand we may even be looking for a new station to broadcast out of before too long. So if anybody out there listening has any ideas for a space we can go to, we would love to know. We are currently in search of ways to stay on the air, from what I understand.
That's right, and we currently have a building that's probably less than 400 square feet, so we don't require a big space.
No.
We're looking for a place, and it would be nice if we could get one that's on near the top of the hill, because that would allow us to have a better broadcast.
I'll take a rooftop with a megaphone.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
So, and I'll use Carl here as my bass.
Yeah, so that's Saturday. What Saturday is it?
October 11th.
October 11th, and that's a benefit for that's this benefit. Radio station, WCOM LP FM in Chapel Hill Carborough.
And the cave is where?
And the cave is right on Franklin Street.
Right on Franklin in Chapel Hill.
It's like a few doors up from the Carolina Brewer, and everybody knows where that place is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's where you can stumble when you need to get out of sight.
It's a little ways down from and across the street from McDonald's, another place that everybody's very familiar with.
It's a rather dark place, too, so you can be well hidden.
That's right.
Hence the name The Cave.
The Cave. And it is.
I've actually played some pool there. It's
very
a fun
cave-like.
Place.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So anyway, now back to whatever.
Well, just a funny thing, because I think people would enjoy this. Michael Moore weighed in on this bailout thing, mm-hmm. and he wrote a letter, you know, to the public, basically, in which he has a humorous way of talking about this thing. I'll read you a little bit of it. The biggest robbery in the history of this country is taking place as you read this. Though no guns are being used, 300 million hostages are being taken. Make no mistake about it. After stealing $500 billion to line the pockets of their war profiteering backers for the past 5 years, after lining the pockets of their fellow oilmen to the tune of $100 billion in just the last 2 years, Bush and his cronies, who must soon vacate the White House, are looting the U.S. Treasury of every dollar they can grab. They are swiping as much of the silverware as they can on their way out the door.
All by fear-mongering, which the American public seems to be absolutely seduced by.
Seduced by it and have been actually from the very beginning.
Whatever happened to the idea that we tell the rest of the world this is the land of the free and the home of the brave? I see no bravery here.
Well, not much freedom.
Not much freedom.
Yeah, and
the land of the fee, let's get it straight. Fee.
Feed them.
That's right. Land of the fee.
You feed them.
Home of the knave.
That's right. Feed them.
Well, there are really good things that have been done in this country. We're not minimizing that, but we're saying we're capable of so much more, mm-hmm. and it is just pathetic that we are going through what we're going through now. It's been foisted on us by a criminal group that's been in control of the country, really, for generations. And some of the closest roots go back to before World War II, when Prescott Bush, the current president's grandfather, helped finance the building of the Nazi war machine. I mean, you gotta face it.
And the consciousness has never really slipped far from that.
That's the truth. It's the truth. If you don't believe it, look it up. Just Google Prescott Bush and Nazis. Yes. You will find the truth about what happened.
Yeah. This kind of makes the Ron Contra look like not much of a big deal.
Good things that have happened in this country have happened from the regular Joe with a heart and soul, not from our politicians.
Not from the politicians.
Well, you know, the thing about Iran-Contra, it's the same people.
Exactly.
The same exact people were involved in Iran-Contra that are involved in all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. The Iraq War, the 9/11 hoax, the whole deal mm-hmm. is run by the very same people.
Mm-hmm. That's why it looks so familiar, huh?
That's why it looks so familiar.
That's why we're recognizing all
Negroponte.
These fat cats.
Mm-hmm. Look at Negroponte. He was the guy who sponsored the death squads down in South America. He was the ambassador to Honduras, mm-hmm. and he was one of the guys who ran the death squads that killed tens of thousands of people all over South America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. They put him in charge of Iraq. Remember, he was the ambassador to Iraq? Then what happened? Like, shortly after he got there, that's when the death squad started operating.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left. He did his work.
Another
then he
one
took
of
off.
The Another one of the 2 o'clock in the morning BBC blurbs was that the world recognizes America as the country that upholds dictatorships all across the world.
And that's true. That's what we've done for at least 150 years now. Mm-hmm.
They preach democracy, but they uphold dictatorships. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
We eliminated democracies in Chile. We eliminated the democracy in Iraq. We eliminated it in Iran. I mean, in El Salvador, and now we're trying to do it in Bolivia, Ecuador, Venezuela, Paraguay, Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay.
No doubt, there are resources we want over there.
Yes. That's right. The largest, cleanest aquifer in the world is beneath Bolivia, Venezuela, and Argentina.
Okay,
it's there the Guanare. It's the Guanare aquifer. Well, it's the purest aquifer in the world. And George Bush has bought something like 100,000 acres in Paraguay, right over the aquifer.
Yeah, not after the trees, is he?
Yeah. Right. It's not into the trees.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing the minutia that's really important that they don't tell you and you don't hear.
They're keeping it from us. They don't want us to know this.
From minutia to inertia.
But, you know, if I can learn this information, so can everyone else.
Yes.
People get off your butts and learn stuff.
And news media, why don't you start telling people the truth? Why does it take an independent radio station to come out and tell things like they are?
And don't wait till 2 a.m. to do it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everybody's not up with it.
No. I get up. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping, so I get up and listen to that stuff.
And we don't go to bed till normally 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Hence, we get to hear that 1 minute blurb, which the next day I'm like freaking out because I'm like, okay, was I awake? Did I really hear that?
Was I dreaming?
I know he said that, but nobody's mentioned it the rest of the day.
Exactly.
So then I'm afraid to say it to somebody because I think, okay, you dreamt that. And they're going to think you're nuts.
And when it does get on the air, it's just one time. Mm-hmm. And you never hear it again.
Like when
the Iran-Contra thing first broke, I was up early in the morning. I heard it on one of the major news networks. Mm-hmm. I was living in Hillsborough at the time. I heard it once. And it talked about they've discovered that the CIA was involved in drug smuggling, and they were using the profits to supply the Contras in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my wife, I said, God, did you hear that? She said, no, well, they're talked about it. Look, they'll play it again.
Nope.
Never came on again. Never heard it again on the media.
Yeah, about the closest place you'll find anything resembling the news is our buddy Keith Olbermann. Keith has an interesting, about as close as it gets.
Yeah. And even he doesn't really give you the...
Right, because he's got to come back to work the next
day. Well, he's got to supply... Well, I mean, he makes several million dollars a year. Of course, he's not going to blow it.
And since we don't get paid for this, we can say anything we want. As long as we keep it. This is all about freedom of speech, folks.
Yes.
That's right. In fact, we spend money to do this show.
We do, actually.
Yes, we do.
Somebody give us a job.
Buy a piece of Claudio's art.
There we go. That'll do it. And then you can just give me a megaphone and put me on your roof, and I'll take it from there.
Well, it's about time for us to end this insanity, Claudio.
I think so. Remember, I told you folks this is called the mud puddle because we didn't know what was going to splat up, and you've just had the splat
up.
We've
certainly splashed a bunch of mud all over the place.
I'd like to thank Valerie and Carl Blake for being here. They are with Artful Greetings Gallery, as well as...
Thank you, Carl.
A card line. Keep that in mind when next time you send somebody a card. And I will let you guys take it out, Valerie and Carl. Well,
you go.
Oh, well, we just love being here. Anytime.
Well, I told you we're part of the family now, so this can happen on short notice.
Yes, cool. Any open mic, and next, I think we're headed over to the...
We're heading over to Century Center to hang art.
Yes. So if you miss something, you want more feedback, come watch us.
Thanks for tuning us in, folks. This is Claudio at the Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, signing off. Until next time, cheers.
Once again, a chill night wind blows its gales across the sea as the sunset casts an inflamed and rippled hue across the waters. Vast distances of liquid motion stretch their infinity before me, and I have rarely felt so free. The sails are drawn for a night of rest. Where I go from here, the sea knows best. As the veils of night descend upon me, the moon emits its silvery canvas against a spectacle of aquatic celebration, as is only seen by night. The stars are scattered worlds of light against an opaque sky. And the nightfall is a constant whisper of the mysteries around me. Truly, all description would defy the beauty I choose herein to proclaim. Yet still, though encompassed by more wonder than many a man has e'er freed his soul to admire, my thoughts are adrift with the song of my heart, and the song of my heart with the voice of my soul. Adrift, adrift, adrift. Drifting ever back to you.